Shem el Moshe Lemar Lo'ele techalek aretz benachala b'mispar shemos. To the following people, now with the sugya of chalukas aretz, the land is going to be divided amongst the Jewish people. To Lo'ele, to the following people, the land shall be divided in the inheritance benachala, in the inheritance b'mispar. What did I just say? B'mispar according to the number of names. Okay, what does that mean? Let's see what it says over here in the Rashi first. Rashi pasuk nun gimel. Okay, nun gimel. First Rashi on the page over here. Lo eila teicholik aretz v'loy lepechusim mi ben esrim. Okay, the first thing of it. What does it mean? Lo eila. Lo eila means of over the age of 20 years old. Why? Where do we get that from? Where does it get over here the number 20 years old? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's part of the drush. It's the previous. Let's hear what Rashi says. V'loy lepechusim ben eshrim. Not anyone that's under the age of 20 years old is not going to get the land. Afal pi shabo lechlal eshrim b'terem chiluk aretz. Oh, there's a bug on me. Eigavalt. Where did this guy come from? It's a gilgul. It's probably my shiurim from the previous world. All right. V'loy lepechusim, not to the pechusim, not the son that was pachus than 20 years old. Avu shabo lechal eshem b'terem chil garetz. So in other words, washare sheva sharem v'kavshu v'sheva cholku. Loy nalu chilik garetz ela elu sheish meyos elef v'elef 601,000. Okay, I guess that's the previous part of the pasuk. V'mhayu liachem mehem shisha bonim loy nalu ela chilik avihem levadoi. If a person had 6 children that were not older, they were not yet 20 years old at this time, they only received one portion of their father. So in other words, we know that it took them to conquer and divide the land 14 years. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, there was 7 years of conquest, and then there was 7 years of division. 7 years of them. What took so long to divide? Good question. It's a big topic. Why did it take as long as to divide as it took to conquer the land? It took 7 years to conquer the land, 7 years, and then 7 years to divide the land. So let's say they got to the end of the 7 years, they divided the land, and let's say, right now when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, someone, let's say, has children that are, let's say, 10 years old. So by the time they conquer the land and divide the land, the children are going to be 24 years old, 14 years. So they're over the age of 20 years old. So they should, each one should get a chelik in the land. Along comes this pasuk and says, no. The division that will take place in approximately 14 years, this was the 40th year. This pasuk is describing the 40th year in the desert. They're holding out the year 40 in the desert. And the chalukah is going to depend upon the people who are alive right now. Whoever at this moment in time is over the age of 20, he gets a portion of the land, even if he dies. That's what it's, let's say, we have a person, have a father. And let's say the father in 14 years will not be around, but he'll have 5 children, or so is there 6 children, or we Rashi says we have 6 children, shisha b'kedesechad, 6 children, it doesn't matter. The children are only going to get the portion of their father. They're not going to get, even though at that point they're going to be 24 years old. If, let's say, for example, let's say they all are over, they'll all be all the age of 20. It's not going to make a difference. So that is the important drasha from the word lo'ela. Lo'ela means these. These, the context, I think, of the previous parasha is dealing with those that are over the age of 20. In the previous, we're learning the language shlishi. But shady, in the previous, where do we deal with over here? So I guess it goes back to, where does it say it's number 20? I guess because that's the previous section. Okay, the first two aliyos deal with accounting after the Magefa. It was a Magefa. Really goes back to Perek Chavav. Perek Chavav, it says, Vayihi acharei ha-Magefa, Vayimah Hashem Moshe v'yel elazor ben Aaron ha-Kohen le'emar, Suez Roish kol das me'yashol ben eshem shon avamaylo l'beis avoysam, called Yotzei Tzava Yisrael. So the beginning of Perek Chavav is where Hashem says, now that many people have died because there was a Magefa, we now have to go and count the people all over again. And that counting included those that were over the age of 20 years old. So now when it says word lo eila,
but in the first pasuk it doesn't say 20 years, only by the name.
We in Perek Chavav?
Yeah, everywhere.
Perek
Chavav. I'm looking. I hear I have even charts. How many names? Which names?
Right, so
how many
those,
people? But
those,
always says this family, the Sima family.
No, but look at pasuk
bet. It doesn't.
Look at Perek Chavav. Look at Perek Chavav Pasuk Beis. Su'u, count. Esrosh, kol adas b'nei shol miben, esrim, shana, v'mala. Levei savaisam. Only count those people who are over the age of 20 years old. Perek Chavav Pasuk Beis. So there we
start at the beginning.
Right. And then it goes through. It counts all the people. And now, after it counts all the people, now we say lo eile to these people that we've just counted, and their total number comes out to 601,000. These people, which we counted, lo eile to these people, we're going to divide the land. They're going to get a portion of the land. So what's the deal? The deal is, wait a minute, the land is not going to be divided for the next 14 years. We have 7 years of conquest, 7 years of division. So by that time, there are going to be many people that are now less than 20 years old. But by that time, we'll be over the age of 20. Along comes this pasuk with one word, lo eile, veloy lepechusim ben eshrim. Even though they reached the age of 20 before the land was divided, within 14 years, because they conquered the land for 7 years, and they divided the land for 7 years, it doesn't matter, they did not get a portion of the land, the total number of people that were alive now, 601,000, for example, let's say there was a person right now who had six children, and all six children are under the age of 20, but by the time they come into the land, they're all going to be over the age of 20. So maybe you would say you should get seven portions, one for the father, and each one of the six children should get a separate portion. No, since right now they're all under the age of, they are under the age of 20, right now is only make the calculation. They only got the portion of their father. Okay, so that's Rashi. Now, what do you say in the Targum? Targum says, to these, tis the lake, you shall divide Ara, the ach sana, in the inheritance, the minyan shimahan, according to the number of their names. Okay, he's not really saying anything that's obvious. On the side of the page, let's see if he says anything over here. No, he has no comment. Okay, no comment at all on this. All right, so we'll go further. Now, Pasuk Nun Dalet says, Lorav tarben nachalosoi, v'lamat tamid nachalosoi, ish lefi fikudov, each man according to his numbers. We have to see what that means. Yutan, it shall be given, nachalosoi, his inheritance. What does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk Nun Dalet. L'rav tarben nachalosai l'shevet. So Rashi here says a very powerful translation of the word l'rav. L'rav is not going on the individual. It's not going on a family. It's going on a tribe. L'shevet shahoya merube beuchlusun, to a tribe that has a lot of that was numerous in beuchlusun, which means in their number. Nosnu, they gave chelik rav. V'yaf al pi shlo hoyu hachalokim shavim. It was not equal. Sharei hakol lefi ribui hashevet. Cholkoi hachalokim, they divided. Lo osu ela al yidei goyrol. V'yagoyrol hoyu al pi ruach hakodesh. K'moish mefarish baba basra. Eloz ra'koyin hoyu meluvash b'udim v'tumim. Eloz is still with udim v'tumim. V'oymer ni utzei b'ruach hakodesh. Im shevet ploini oyle. If when I go and I put my hand into this box, I guess they put into the box 12 different plates, 12 different pieces of paper. On each piece of paper it said a shevet. And he put his hand into the box and he took out a name of a shevet. Then tuchum ployni oile imoi. The boundary, of so and so, that's the portion that he gets. The Ashvatim, what do the Shvatim do? Hayu Kesuvim b'shneim asar piskin. The tribes, they wrote their name on 12 different pieces of paper. U'shneim asar gevulin b'shneim asar piskin. And they put portions of land. Okay, gevulin in this context means they divided the land into 12 parts. And they wrote that the division, that portion, on a piece of paper, on a pesek. U'belalum b'kalpe. They mix them up in a box. Kalpe means a box. The Hanasi, the Melech, Machnis Yodoy Lesoicha, V'noitel Shnei Pisokin. And he took out two, he took out from one box. Now how many boxes were there? The Kalpe, it sounds like one box. The Hanasi, Machnis Yodoy Lesoicha, V'noitel take out Shnei Pisokin. Oile biyodai pesach, it will come up in the sense the pesach shall shame shiftoi, u pesach shall gvul hamafurish loi, the agorol atz moho yitzavech, and the girl would speak, ani agorol, alisi lagorol ploini lasheva ploini, shenem al pi agorol, the pi, veloi nischalka oretz benido, it was not divided by number, lefishyesh gvul meshubach mechaveroi, ela beshuma, beskura, Keneged Beis Saw Toiv Hakol Lufi Hadamim. All right, there's a lot that's going on over here, so let's try to explain the best that we can. Now, it seems like, okay, this is how I remember it. The Rashi over here is getting a lot of things going on. There were a lot of miracles that happened at the same time, which basically each one strengthened the other. Now, if you read Rashi literally, it would seem there was one box. Maybe what I'm saying is totally wrong, but let's see if what I'm saying, is there any truth to it? There was one box, and in the one box they put in 24 pieces of paper. 24. 12 of them had the names of the 12 Shvatim, and the other 12 had lots. The whole Eretz Yisrael was divided into 12 lots. 12 lots, 12 Shvatim. Now, they stood in front of the Kohen Gadol. They stood in front of Elazar, the Kohen. He wore the Bigdei Kohuna. Aaron died. Elazar was the Kohen Gadol. He wore the Bigdei Kohuna and he had the Urim V'Tumim. The Melech, the Nasi, who's the Nasi? Who's the Nasi here? I mean, which Nasi is this? I don't know. Is it Yehoshua? Yehoshua was the one that divided. It sounds like Yehoshua. He was the Melech. He was the Nasi. He's called the Nasi. He put his hand into the box and he took out two pieces of paper. Now, you do the math. I don't know how to do the math. If you have 24 pieces of paper and 12 of them, it says a name, and the other 12, it says a lot of land. So it's very possible that if you'll put your hand into the box, you'll pull up two names. Or you'll pull up two different lots. What are the chances that every time you put your hand into the box, you're going to pull up two pieces of paper, and one piece of paper happens to have a name, and the other happens to have a lot of land?
But it could be like one is a round and one is a square. Oh. So one square and one round.
Okay, you're saying Chiddush. Yeah, you feel it. You feel what's round and what's square.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe. It could very well be. It sounds, but if you read it like in a very, very literally, it sounds like
yeah. You
put 12 pieces of paper, you don't know, and it's a miracle. So right away, that already goes to show a revelation. It's a revelation that what's happening over here is not a chance. This is not a liar. This is Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. It's Hashgacha Pradis. Okay, that's already number one. Number two, before the Nasi would put his hands inside to pick these two pieces of paper, a Navi, a Shevet, and a piece of land, the Goyrol, now I don't know what is the Goyrol? The Goyrol, it's not the Urim V'Tumim. The Goyrol was like the donkey of last week's parasha. It spoke. It spoke. Where did it speak? It doesn't tell us that the P of the Goyrol was created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashas. You don't have, you say, that the P had Osoin was created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashas. When did Hashem create this magical pair of the Goyrol and it talks? And the Goyrel basically said, I'm predicting. I'm going to give you a prediction of what's going to happen. What's going to happen is this Shevet's going to come up and this Lot is going to come up. And that's exactly what happened. So it's too much of a coincidence. It's too much of a coincidence that two papers should come up, one with a name, one with a lot, and too much of a coincidence that it was predicted. Now, when before the Kohen put his hand into the box, the Goyrel spoke, and it said exactly what's going to happen. So the fact that all of this did actually happen is a revelation that this was nothing less than a pure miracle. This whole thing was a pure miracle, how this whole thing happened. Now let's read this.
So how many pieces? There should be 12, because the ladies, the Kohanim, didn't get nothing.
Oh, so I guess what it means is they were divided. Yosef was divided into Ephraim and Manasseh. Yosef. So they really sometimes there are 13 Shvatim, there are 12 Shvatim. They were divided into two parts. So let's see, what does it say? It says, L'Rav Tabernach. So let's see what I'm saying. L'Rav Tabernach. Now, in addition to this, I don't understand exactly, is how big were these lots? I mean, there's something more going on. How big were the lots? I mean, so some Shvatim had bigger numbers, some had smaller numbers. And it's telling you that it's going to happen automatically that the Shevet, that has a larger number, a larger population, they are going to get a larger lot. If that's the case, you don't need a girl. I mean, what's going on there?
Here I have a comment that the value was taking account the value of the land also.
If it was a good quality land, right? That's what it says. Yeah. That's the Rashi at the end says. He says something along those lines in. So let's read it inside again. Where? L'Rav Tabernach L'Asa. L'Shevet Shal Yemuba V'Uchlusin. L'Shevet. The very large population. Uchlusin means a population. Nosnu. They gave a Chelik Rav. The Av Al Pi Yishlo Hayu HaChalokim Shavim. What does that mean? It's not Shavim. The portion was not equal. Which portion? The lots or what each one got in the land? There is. Okay, let's see. Shari Akol Lefi Ribui HaShevet. According to the abundance of the Shevet, Cholku HaChalokim were the pieces divided. Loi Asu, they did not do Ella Al Yidei Goyrol. I don't know really what he's saying over here. The ribui of the shevet, they divide the portions. I don't know what that means exactly. Loyasu, they did not do ela al yidei goyrol. They only did this through a lottery. Ve'hagoyrol hoya al pi ruach hakodesh. And what does that mean? K'moyshe mefurish be'bava basra. Elazar hakoyin hoya melubosh be'udim v'tumen. The oimer. Ah, so it says that he would say, Elazar himself would speak. And he would say, "Beruach Hakodesh, im Shevet Ploni Oile, if Shevet Ploni comes up in the Goyrel, Tichum Ploni Oile Imo, this is what's going to come up in the Goyrel with the other Goyrel. The Ashvatim, Hayukesuvim, the names of the tribes, Hayukesuvim, Al Bishneim Osar Pisakim, were written on 12 pieces of paper. Ushneim Osar Gevulim, and there were 12 different portions." Bishneim Osar Pesakin on 12 different pieces of paper. There were 12 Shvatim and there were 12 portions. Ubilolum the Kalpe. It doesn't say over here they mixed it in two different boxes, they mixed it in one box. The Hanasi. So Elazar is predicting what's going to happen. And then it says the Nasi. Who's the Nasi? The Melech. Who's the Melech? Yehoshua. Yehoshua ben Nun, because Moshe died by this point in time. V'anasi machnes yadai, or maybe you want to say, maybe when it says the nasi means the nasi of each shevet. Maybe that's what it means. It means the nasi of each shevet came and put his hands into the box to take out two pieces of paper. Maybe that's what it means. V'anasi machnes yadai l'saicha, v'noitel he would take shnei pisakin, two pieces of paper, Oile biyadoi, pesek shel shem shiftoi, one miraculously, how do you know it would come up his shevet? It was a miracle that when the Nasi came to go put his hand into the girl, a miracle that it came up in his hand, his piece of paper. Upesek shel gvul hamafurish lo, and the other one was the gvul that was specified. And that was already predicted with Ruach HaKodesh by Aaron HaKohen. By, I'm sorry, by Elozer HaKohen. And then, it, Rashi tells us another miracle, a third miracle. The goyrol itself, this box where they put the pieces of paper, it also would scream out and say, Ani HaGoyrol Alisi Ligvul Ploini, I brought up for the boundary of so-and-so, Ligvul Ploini, this particular boundary, L'sheve Ploini. How do you know that the girl itself spoke miraculously? Shememar, Alpi HaGoyrol. V'l'nishalka aretz b'midah. Okay, that's the one thing. Then he goes on to say the last part. V'l'nishalka aretz b'midah. It was not divided by measure. You get 1 acre. You get 1 acre. Why not? Because some acres of land were more valuable because they were fit for planting, for producing produce, whereas other portions were less valuable because they were rocky, they were hard, and they were not fit for cultivating. So it was divided according to value, not according to size. It was a valuation, how much it's worth in the market. A base kura is 30 saw. 30 saw, that was ra. Kineged base saw corresponded to one high quality saw. You could have 30 saw, a very large chunk of land, was only worth as much as one saw of high quality land. Hakol lefi hadamim, it all depends on the value of the property. All right, so he's saying over this Rashi an enormous amount of information. It sounds like there were many, many miracles which confirmed that the portion of land that was given to each tribe was given al pi ruach hakodesh. The melech stood there with the urim v'tumim, and the Nasi and Elazar was dressed in the urim v'tumim, and Elazar predicted exactly what's going to happen. And it was a miracle that then the Nesiim would come forth to get the chelik for their particular land. And it was always a miracle that they took up two pieces of paper. One always had on it their name of their shame, and the other had upon it the name of the gvul. And it was exactly what was predicted by Elazar. And then the goyrol itself would say what it is, which also was a miracle. And the reason why Chazal say it was necessary for there to be so many miracles in the divisions, no one should come along later on and say they were cheated. No one should come along and say this is not fair. Zelo fair, because there were so many miracles that were happening at the same exact moment in time, and all of them were being mechazek, the other miracle, they all were coordinated to all achieve the same result. And the other...
When Yaakov was giving brochas for his sons, he wasn't alluded what kind of portions he will get.
Could be. He didn't say exactly what's going to be. Maybe for some of his sons.
By the sea, fishing.
Yeah, so Zavulun, L'choyf Yanam Yishkan. Yeah, I don't know. I guess so. I mean, yeah, so you want to also that it was already was predicted. It was very pretty. So this was just another confirmation. So Yaakov Avinu already told them what's going to be. And now is another confirmation. There are multiple confirmations taking place at the same time. Absolutely. I don't know. I guess so. Yeah, Yaakov Avinu made predictions. The Kohen Gadol made predictions. Then the Nasi, and the girl spoke. And it was a miracle that whatever the Nasi pulled out two pieces of paper. It was his shevet. That's a miracle. Why? What are the chances? The first one is going to be pulling out his shevet, and also the portion of land that was predicted by Yaakov by the Kohen Gadol, and now the girl itself is coming to confirm and saying this is what it says. That was a miracle for the girl to speak. You're right. I don't know. There's a lot of miracles going on. A lot of confirmations, and the land was divided based upon value, not based upon volume, not based upon the size. All right, that's a lot going on over here. Let's go.
Maybe this is why Rashi goes in some lengths to explain.
Because he has to reconcile all the different psukim.
Yes.
Yeah, he does, definitely. Look at this pasuk itself. What does it say exactly in this pasuk?
Very few words.
It says, Al pi a girl, it says the pi is it spoke, the girl spoke, techolek, or it shall be divided, nachalos, so their inheritance, his inheritance, maybe what's nachalosoy? It sounds like nachalosoy means the nasi. It's his. The word, it doesn't say, al piyal techolek ha nachala. L'chara, it should say, according to the girl, the nachala should be divided. It doesn't say that. It says his nachala. His nachala sounds like the nachala of the nasi, of the nasi. His nachala, the nasi's nachala shall be divided. Bein rav l'maot, whether it's a lot, whether it's small, which means whether it's a lot in land mass or it's small. Because the division did not depend upon the size of the land, the division depended upon the value of the land. The value.
Yeah.
So Rav and Ma means the size of the land. Oh, let's see the Targum. Targum Pasuk Nun Vav. Nun Vav.
Yeah.
Alpom. So Alpom, I guess, means the mouth. Alpom Adva. What is the Alpihagro? I guess that's the word Adba. Adba means a lottery. I never heard that word before. Adba is a lottery. Tispaleg, it shall be divided. Ach so nasoy, the inheritance. Bain sagie lizere, whether it's a lot or whether it's small. Okay, let's see what we got on the side of the page. He says any chidushim. Okay, over here, nun, we're up to nun vav. Okay, nun vav is towards the bottom of the page. Is ach se nasoin shina v'tirgem losh nakosav nachalosav loshin rabim nachalosav v'nei shakavon hashvatim aniskonim leel. He always does this. This is the favorite thing that this author does. He's obsessed with the difference between the Targum and the Chumash regarding the singular form versus the plural form. More often than not, does the Targum deviate from the plural or the singular, what it says in the Pasuk. Okay, this for some reason doesn't really catch my attention. That's not what we're looking here to fry bigger fish than this for now, in the short period of time that we learn together. So let's go further. Poem is the mouth, and Adba is the lottery. All right, next. Pasuk Nun Zayin Ve'ele. Now we go, what are we doing now? Now we're beginning to count again. Ve'ele, the following are the Pikudei HaLevi L'mishpachoy Sam. So I guess the reason why we're doing Levi is because Levi was not yet counted. In the beginning of the parasha, until Shalishi, we counted only all of the Shvatim except for Levi. And Levi also did not get a portion in the land. He was not part of the Goyal. Isn't it interesting that Levi, see, this is a machshava, this is a drush, this is a Friday morning drush, is that the Goyal had so many miracles. There were so many miracles that happened when there was a division in the Goyal. The Goyal spoke. The Kohen Gadol predicted what's going to happen. The Urim V'Tumim were there, and then the Nasi spoke. There are so many miracles. So the miracles reveal a specialness, a chosenness. When Hashem took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, it was done with Nisim V'Niflois. Levi, who did not get a portion of the land, did not experience these miracles. You know, if a person is a recipient of a miracle, you're standing somewhere, and big miracles happen. So that goes to show Hashem loves you. Hashem is doing for you beautiful miracles. Wow, I feel very special. Look, a miracle happened. The Nasi comes forward. The Nasi puts his hand. A miracle. He pulls out the piece of paper that has his name on it. And he pulls out another piece of paper that has his chelet. And who predicted this? As Rabbi Leizer said, Yaakov Avinu, the Kohen Gadol predicted this, the girl speaks up, the miracles, all around, miracles, miracles, miracles. It reveals a special love that Hashem has for the Shevet. Levi didn't have the miracle. Levi, you just like, you work in the kitchen. Okay, you're second fiddle. You're not nothing special over here. You're a worker. But yet it's just the opposite. Levi is the one that serves Hashem the whole day. They're the ones that are the closest to Hashem. And they are not getting a nachala. Not only are they not getting the nachala, they're not experiencing the miracle of how the land is being divided because they're not getting a nachala. So what's the answer? That's exactly the answer. The answer is the closer you are to Hashem, the less you need all the smoke and mirrors. Okay, the people that are, people that are a child, look, people, I can't tell, prove this to you. I don't know if it's true what I'm saying is, but couples that have a very good marriage, who says they give each other birthday presents? Maybe they do, maybe they don't, I don't know. I would imagine the closer you are to someone, you don't need this. You don't need to reinforce your relationship with someone when you're very close with them. Children, you buy them presents. Oh, it's your birthday. They have a birthday cake. You make a birthday cake and you make a big production. You got some like birthday presents. You buy them toys. Someone that, an adult child, you don't buy them a birthday present. You don't need to. Okay, I'm not saying you don't. Maybe you do once in a while, this and that, okay? But when you're very close with someone, it's not necessary to demonstrate your love for them. It's pashut. It's not necessary. Here you have the whole Klal Yisrael. Hashem is giving them something, a gift, a matana. I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael. This is the land, the chosen land that Hashem promised to the others. Hashem gives it to them. Miracles. They conquer the land. And even the Goyrol, the Chalukah, miracles, 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 miracles. Wow. Wonderful. Levi, who sits the whole day in the Beis HaMikdash, they bring the Korbanos, they daven, they serve Hashem, they teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, nothing. They don't get land. Not only don't get land, there's no demonstration of Nisim, of the Chibah that Hashem has for them, like the other Shvat. With the getting of the land, there's a revelation of miracles. They're not getting that. Why not? Don't they deserve it? Of course they deserve it, but they don't need it. They don't need it. The closer you are to someone, the less you need. That's what I want to suggest. So Drush, in the Levi is not getting. Now we count. There are three families. There are three families in Shevet Levi. There's Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. LeGershon Mishpachas HaGershuni. LeKahas Mishpachas HaKahasi. LeMerari Mishpachas HaMerari. Three families. Voshteit on the Rashi, Nun Vav. Rashi, Rashi Ele Pekude is possible in Zion. Nun Zion. Nun Hey, what happened with Lishmos? Oh, wait a minute. What happened over here? Nun Hey. What happened to Rashi Nun Hey? I didn't do Rashi Nun Hey. I skipped? What happened over here? I'm all mixed up now. Ach, oh, I skipped the pasuk. I skipped the whole pasuk. All right, fine. Ach, the Goroa Siktupsukim I skipped. Wait a minute. I made a big mistake. I went Nun Dalet. I read the wrong pasuk and the Rashi the wrong way. All right, whatever. So we'll have to do it tomorrow. Pasuk that the Rashi has not lost. That the most of the feet is blue. 57.
We have
right. Okay. All right. So we have to go do Nun Hey. We have to go do better. Okay. Fine. All right. Okay. We'll do it tomorrow. All right. All right, Blazer. Thank you for coming. Okay.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Okay. Good night, Zygus.
See you later. That's it. Yeah. All right. We're searching. Bye.
Jet lag.
Okay. Jet lag. Friday, you got a job to do.
These next three
Take
weeks.
Take care of it.
These next 3 weeks.
Take care of it.
Good night. Mm-hmm.